Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD guide. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of impulses? You know, that, wait, why did I just say, do that? Dot quote, feeling? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up because today, we're tackling impulsivity head on with some seriously actionable strategies. Because let's be honest, who wants to live life on autopilot reacting to every little thing that pops into their head? We want to be intentional, focused, and in control, right? So buckle up, grab a coffee, and let's dive in. First things first, understand that impulsivity is a common struggle for many of us with ADHD. Our brains are wired differently, sometimes making it harder to filter those impulsive thoughts and act thoughtfully. But here's the good news, we can absolutely learn to manage it. Think of it like training your brain to be a bit more mindful. Now, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your impulse control game. Number 1. Pause before you react. This is huge. Seriously, when you feel that urge to blurt something out or jump into action, take a beat. Breathe deeply for a few seconds. It might seem insignificant, but that little pause can make all the difference between acting impulsively and responding thoughtfully. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your brain's default setting. Number 2. Identify your triggers. We all have those things, certain people, situations, or even emotions, that tend to send us into impulsive overdrive. Pay attention to what sets you off. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to manage them. Maybe it's avoiding certain conversations, finding healthy ways to cope with stress, or having a pre-planned response ready to go when those situations arise. Number 3. Engage in mindful activities. Mindfulness isn't just for yogis and meditation gurus. It's about bringing your full attention to the present moment, which can help you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, and those sneaky impulses. Try incorporating things like mindful breathing exercises, guided meditations, or even just taking a few moments each day to savor a cup of tea without distractions. Number 4. Plan ahead. This might seem obvious, but seriously, planning can be a game changer for impulsivity. Think about it. If you know you're going into a situation where you tend to get impulsive, like a party or a meeting with a difficult person, come up with a plan beforehand. Decide what kind of responses you want to use, set some ground rules for yourself, and even visualize how you'll handle potential triggers. And lastly, number 5. Celebrate your successes. Managing impulsivity is an ongoing journey, so be patient with yourself and celebrate every little win. Did you manage to pause before reacting in a heated moment? Awesome. Did you resist the urge to buy that unnecessary item online? High five. Acknowledging your progress keeps you motivated and reminds you that you're making real strides. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a crowded social event, feeling overwhelmed by all the noise and chatter. You notice someone starting a conversation about something you know nothing about, and your inner voice screams, "Just say something." But then, you remember our strategies. You take a deep breath, pause for a moment, and instead of blurting out something awkward, you politely excuse yourself to grab a drink or find a quieter corner. Boom! Impulse control win. The point is, these strategies aren't just theoretical. They're real tools that can make a tangible difference in your daily life. By practicing them consistently, you can gradually gain more control over your impulses and start living with greater intention and focus. Remember, it takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. You've got this. Keep practicing these strategies, celebrate your successes, and remember that every step forward is a victory. So next time you feel that impulsive urge, take a deep breath, pause, and choose to respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these tips. And if you have your own stories or strategies for overcoming impulsivity, share them in the comments below. Until next time, keep those brains focused and those impulses under control. I'm Asher Blake, signing off.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.